二周，星期三专题演练。
Conversation 1. Have you noticed the new dustbin downstairs at the entrance of the main building?
Yeah, of course. It looks funny, though, like a battery. What's it for? Is it really for garbage?
Not really. Actually, it's a dustbin for used batteries.
Used batteries? What do you mean by that? Why do we need a special dustbin for used batteries?
Well, you know, there are still a lot of heavy metals left in used batteries. So by recycling the batteries, we can not only make full use of the metals left, but also prevent the environment from being polluted.
Oh, I see. Can this work? Will students consciously put used batteries in the dustbin? Our efforts are too insignificant.
Even though we are not ecologists or biologists, there is still a lot we could do.The student union is sponsoring a one-month program called Green Movement, which is aimed at making more and more students aware of our serious environmental problems we are facing now.
Sounds quite exciting, Green Movement. What, for example, can I do?
Well, quite a lot. For one thing, you can stop using those plastic meal boxes and disposable wooden chopsticks.Plastic meal boxes do great harm to the environment, and disposable chopsticks are a big waste of forest resources. Well, there will be a lecture tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. You will learn a lot about environmental issues if you attend.
Tomorrow afternoon, let me think. Yeah, I happen to be free. I will go there.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard.Question 19. What do we know about the new dustbin? Question 20. Why does the woman think their efforts are insignificant?Question 21. Why does the man recommend the lecture to the woman?
Conversation 2.
As far as I know, many students who choose to live off campus have good reasons.For example, they think the school doesn't offer satisfactory accommodation.
Yes, I agree with you to some extent. Conditions in university accommodation need to be improved. But students come to the university for the purpose of gaining knowledge and preparing themselves for future career. So living conditions should be their second consideration.
I don't think you are right here. Nice surroundings will stimulate our learning.Students who rent a house off campus can have a nicer and quieter environment in which to study and rest.
But don't you see that we can still work better at our lessons with poor dormitory rooms? At any rate, if we want to study, we can go to the library or the classrooms.
I truly can't agree with you. School dormitories are usually noisy and crowded. Some rooms are very damp.These kinds of living conditions will seriously affect the quality of our rest.
Crowdedness and noises are something that can't be avoided in our daily life, so we should learn to be tolerant of hardships. If we can't be adaptive and flexible at the university, how can we expect ourselves to survive in a society?
Hardships can teach us many things, but will also make us pay for it.I don't think living on campus to experience the hardships is a good choice when other options are available. Anyway, if the university can offer satisfactory accommodation, maybe no one will live off campus.
I'm afraid you are off the point. The conditions can't be improved within one day, so let's face the reality. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.Question 22. What are the two speakers mainly talking about? Question 23. According to the man, what is the possible reason for students to rent a house off campus? Question 24. What does the woman think students should do if they want to survive in the society? Question 25. What does the woman think of the accommodation conditions in university?